You sure soon get on my nerves, balancing electric beams. You touch me and suddenly there's rainbow rings. Quiet storm blowing through my life. Quiet storm.
It's time and a half with Brother Charles. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We back at it. It's been a little bit. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I surely did. Shout out to Uncle Don and Aunt Valessa. Always chefing it up every year. Today's show is brought to you by a black man who is a little tired. Me. When I tell y'all it's been a long and stressful week, but I'm glad I get to end it the right way in the studio talking to these good people playing this good music. The title of today's show is Say Less, Why You Should Stop Talking So Much and Be About That Action, Boss. Word to Marshawn Lynch. Lafayette is doing this thing right now. We're looking for a new Dean of Equity and Inclusion to replace the ever-beloved Dean McKnight, who left us last year. And one thing that I've learned when it comes to different processes and being in different meetings and stuff like that is sometimes people talk entirely too much, y'all. And sometimes you can say a whole lot of stuff, but there's really not a lot of meaning behind what you're saying. And I think the biggest thing for me that I've learned dealing with a lot of people within academia, dealing with people in my life, and dealing with myself is sometimes words are unnecessary. And sometimes actions truly do speak much louder than words. For example, sometimes you don't necessarily have to tell somebody that you're feeling them, because how you interact with them when y'all chilling on the quad, in the dining hall, that speaks volumes. You don't necessarily have to tell somebody that you're feeling them. They already know. So brother, who got a crush on homegirl in your math class, she already knows that you're feeling her, my dude. She just waiting. But you don't have to say that much. For example, you can tell yourself a million times that you're going to start hitting the gym, going for runs, you know what I'm saying, doing push-ups, doing your sit-up once a week. Because that's the regimen I'm on. I do 2 push-ups every day and a sit-up every week. And I feel like my body is really getting to the point where I want it to be. But you can tell yourself that you're going to do something forever. But until you actually get up and do it, you're not getting anything accomplished. And that goes back to everything that's going on right now. Everybody loves to hop on the book, hop on Twitter, Instagram, make videos, say all these different things about what's going on in the world and how things need to change. People need to start doing what they have to do. You can send out your status, your tweet. You can talk to as many people as you want to. But until you start really putting the effort in to actually making change, those words truly do mean absolutely nothing until they're actionized and you do something with them. But for right now, I'm going to get off my soapbox and I'm going to get back to this quality music, because that's what I do here on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I like to send you off the right way. I'm a little late today, but apologies. You know I'm going to keep rocking until I can't. I'm probably going to have to dash out because there's a little Office of Intercultural Development formal that I have to step out to and be fly. Because when you're a college student like me and you don't really care about your appearance from Monday to Thursday and you have the opportunity to actually dress nice because you want to, you got to take that opportunity and rock with it. But once again, it's Time and a Half with Brother Charles, and I'm going to hit y'all with this good music in a second. Keep rocking with me.
Maybe we can talk about something entirely. Oh, maybe.
Time and a half with Brother Charles. We back at it. WJR Race 104.9 coming to you live from Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We put on the best way we can over here, time and a half. Once again, the title of today's show is Say Less, Say Less, Say Less. How many times have you started a conversation, gotten into an argument with somebody that was low-key unnecessary, and afterwards you said to yourself, they didn't even really deserve an explanation. They didn't really deserve all this energy that I just gave in explaining myself. Sometimes, y'all, you got to take a step back, evaluate the situation, and say, is this even really worth me speaking on? Because sometimes I feel like people take our words for granted. If I'm coming to you, let's say, I'll keep it within college context. A lot of the times, we'll start relationships, we'll start friendships, we'll start all these different situations, just because as you step on a college campus, you're eager to kind of start interacting with people, start networking and all this other stuff. And then sometimes you come to the realization that some people that you started to interact with aren't necessarily individuals that you want to be around all the time. And sometimes that's not necessarily just at college. Sometimes that's people within your family. That's people within who have infiltrated your friend groups. And sometimes people utilize their words too much. Say less. Say less. Stop beating the dead horse. Stop having the same conversations over and over and over again. One thing I've noticed when it comes to the fight for social justice is there are certain people out there who are fixated in their mindsets and are fixated in the way they think and the way they move and the way they shake. And they're comfortable in there. And they're not coming out anytime soon. And if you feel like they're not worth your energy anymore to continue to have the same type of conversations, whether it be about racism, xenophobia, whether it be about who you are as a person, then stop wasting your breath. My biggest thing when it comes to people who are within marginalized groups or people who have kind of changed their way of thinking, especially when they go off to colleges, they come back and they try to explain certain things to certain people who they've grown up with, say their friends, say their parents and stuff like that. And sometimes our parents are individuals who we continually have the same conversations with, because those are just the people that are in our, those are the people that raised us. So of course we're going to have to interact with them. But y'all, I would be lying if I said that there are certain parents out there who are kind of being a detriment to their children's development because they refuse to have certain conversations and they refuse to see the change that has happened within their child. A lot of us go back home and as completely different individuals than when we left. If you go to college and come back the same, you went to the wrong school, in all honesty. This semester has been so great for me when it comes to me being self-reflective and me kind of taking a step back and analyzing who I am as a person and the way that I talk and the way that I speak in regards to myself and the things that I'm passionate about has changed in this past year. But I've also noticed that sometimes people aren't ready for that. And I kind of let the way I move and the way I comport myself and the way I go about things speak for me, because sometimes words fall on deaf ears. But you know what's not about to fall on deaf ears is this music. Because music, once again, is a language that everybody can understand. Here at Time and a Half, where we speak fluent in crankage and vibes. And listen to this vibe I got for y'all. We're going to slow it down a little bit. Y'all heard I started with the Quiet Storm. We're going to keep rocking and stay true to the sound of the Quiet Storm. Are y'all ready? I think you are. Here on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Keep rocking with me. I
Listen to love, the heart is pounding with desire.
I wanted to let that junk keep going, but had to get back on and speak my piece, because you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Once again, the title of the show is Say Less, but I gotta say this. Next week is the last week of classes, and then it's finals week. Last year, some of y'all didn't take any showers, so you started to stink. You didn't brush your teeth either, 'cause your breath was really hot. You used finals as an excuse, y'all, but this year, I think not. Like, come on, y'all. That is so trifling. That's really nasty. The title is Say Less. Please don't speak to me if you don't brush your teeth. Finals week is not an excuse not to bathe. Take a shower. Take a break. Leave. Leave the library. Go back to your dorm. Take a shower for no less than 15 minutes. Yep. The environment just gonna have to take a little hit. 15 minute showers. Scrub your tongue. Use Listerine, and then you can come back, and then we can talk about your final. Because last year, Lord Jesus, I don't know if it's just exclusive to Lafayette, or maybe somebody out there can understand, but it's as if as soon as finals week hit, people was just posting up in outfits for 2-3 days, you know, just looking unkept. Some of y'all mamas pulled up to the campus. There would be problems. There would be problems. All I'm saying is, if you're going to say something to me, just make sure you smell minty fresh in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. But back to the topic at hand. We're talking about saying less, doing more on Time and a Half. Be about that action. For the college students, just because you are in the library doesn't mean you actually being studious. Uh-oh. Brother Charles is getting real. Yes, I am. Last year, I used to... Number one, my spot during finals week has never been the main library here at Lafayette, because that's ridiculous. People be bringing pillows in there. They stink. Can't say that enough. But people, it's just a cloud of stress in the library during finals week. Granted, it's a cloud of stress at Lafayette, period, during finals week. People be doing too much. But people think just because their textbook is open or their computer is open that they're doing work, that's a lie, yo. Go somewhere where you by yourself and you can really focus and go in. And don't tell yourself a million times what you're going to do. Just do it, like Nike say. Because a lot of college students... And I will attest to this. I do this all the time. I'm like, yo, I only got papers for finals, so I might as well just start cranking these jumps out. 6 hours later, you got about 3 paragraphs. and you still don't really know where your paper going. But all I know is it's going to get done. And I'm not going to keep telling people that I'm doing work if I'm not. Because you know what that is? Lying. Sometimes people have to realize when you say less, you give yourself less chance of telling fibs. Sometimes you can talk yourself into a situation that you didn't want to be in the first place. Lord have mercy. But everybody, shout out to everybody who's actually already doing finals. Do what you got to do. We going to make it some way, somehow. If not, there's always alternatives. Your local fast food restaurants back home. You can always work in the hardware store. You know, a lot of people went to college, wasn't for them, ended up rapping. They doing their thing right now. I'm trying to get nicer with my rhymes in order to really weigh that as an option. But as of right now, governmental law and Africana studies is looking like my better choice. But as of right now, I know how to finesse this soundboard, and I know how to finesse this playlist, and we're going to keep it pushing on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Thank you for rocking with me.
You're the highest. What is this? Deeper than sea. So nobody knows. This kind of rock gets stronger in time. Won't go on unnoticed. So kindly and hold hearts live righteously. Whatever it is, I know that it's real. Long as you know, no complaints, you're all that I feel.
travel no more. I want to be here, bang, banging. Sit on this porch, I'm rocking. Back and forth like lightning Hopkins. If anybody speed the sky, they tell them be me up.
So can I get a window seat? Don't want nobody. New music alert. Childish Gambino's new album just dropped today. I suggest you go. I listen to it. It's a couple good tracks on there. I just respect Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover's grind. Because I remember when Donald Glover was on Community on NBC. He was a little corny. He was just coming in the stand-up. Now this brother is doing his thing with Atlanta, one of the most fire shows on TV, period. Don't gotta just call it the black show. That is just a quality project. Like the subjects that this man touched on so fluidly, without even just effortlessly, and just tied it all together, man. And he's putting out a quality project. So respect to my man's Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. Go ahead, cop that. Album's called Awaken My Love. One of my biggest and favorite artists, Smoke Dizzle, just came out with Don't Smoke Rock, with him and Pete Rock. Quality project. The Dream is coming out with an album. It's called Love You to Death. I don't know if you anybody out there is The Dream fans, but go ahead, do that. J. Cole is coming out with that fire next Friday, just in time for finals, called For Your Eyes Only. He put out a documentary actually last night that's about 40 minutes that you should definitely go cop. Oh, Gucci Mane. LaFleur, Return to East Atlanta. Santa coming out December 16th, just in time for Christmas. Go cop that new music. Make yourself feel good. Once again, it's time and a half with Brother Charles. My time is almost up. I kind of just want to let this good music take you on in to the weekend. Before I go, I must say this. Next. Oh, yeah. John Legend's new album, Darkness and Light. Thanks, Kayla. My sister just had to remind me about that. Like, actually, I am actually a big fan of John Legend. So, yo, cop John Legend's new album. Apparently, it is quite good as well. But before I go, I must say, next semester I will not be doing my radio show. I will be in Rabat, Morocco. Praise the Lord. Getting a break from Easton for about 8 months. I'm going to be going with my girlfriend, which is a blessing. We're going to be studying through IES Abroad, which is going to be a very dope experience. I get to touch down in the motherland the first time that I leave the country, which is dope. Dash over to Europe and hopefully have a very awakening and fulfilling experience. To God be the glory. But I think one of the biggest things about this semester that has really helped me through a couple of low moments just mentally is my music. The way I express myself is directly through my music. And I just am very appreciative that I've gotten the opportunity to share with you guys, with everybody who listens, a piece of me, because I express myself through my playlists. And I feel like, and going back, I said this on my first episode, like, music is so therapeutic and it has helped so many people get through tough times. And that, within addition to my relationship with Jesus Christ, has really helped me transition out of a lull that I was in mentally for a significant amount of time. So I just want to thank everybody who supports me, who shows love when I carry around my boombox on campus, who always is like making sure I'm up to date with all the music. Like, Charles, man, like, I haven't really heard you play the new Tribe album, and I would just really appreciate it if you could throw on the new Tribe album. Like, hey, don't sleep, man. Like, Lafayette is majority white, but these white boys and these white girls really do be knowing their music, and I appreciate it. So much love to everybody who shows love to me. And I hope y'all stay blessed. Have a great weekend. Strive for excellence. Work towards perfection, like Pops used to say. And this week, try to say less and do more. Be about that action. This is Brother Charles signing off on Time and a Half. Hope you enjoy it.
sweetheart, I've been trying so hard to get over you. I just simply can't. Because the love we shared through the years meant so much to me. All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship.
I can be high. All I can do is stay up. Back in the days we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was
poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
"Why'd you hit me?"
The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
"I'll do years if I pull this trigger."
So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw his sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around, couldn't form expectations. He decided he'd hit for the subway stations, but she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw? Dave, the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap? He said,
"I need bullets, hurry up, run. The lowlife brought back this dope machine gun."
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed out ahead, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night, good night, good night.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, man. Knock him out the box. Knock him out, man.
With me.
I'm not getting under that mistletoe with you anymore.
Why not?
Because you don't know how to act when you get under there.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
What?
The last time I got under that thing with you.
What happened?
The last time I got under there with you, I had twins.
Tell it all.
I sure like to party deep into the night. I sure love the music, it sounds so nice. But was it my imagination when I heard the song I heard? The DJ played this one jam that makes you want to kiss somebody. Is it the mistletoe jam? Yeah, I like to party all the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And dance to the mistletoe jam. So good for dancing. Glad you got big legs, 'cause they're so good when we
Yeah.